Proclamation number 4526 of 28th of December, 1948. Decision between spiritual and earthly world. Choose between me and my adversary. Choose between the spiritual kingdom and the earthly world. Know that the spiritual kingdom will be lost to you if you lose the earthly world, and know that you will also lose me and that the adversary will draw you into his nets if you strive for earthly possessions and pay no attention to me. To surrender the world is to gain me, to possess the world is to lose me. But the desire of the heart is always decisive as to how far you desire the world or me. For even on earth you can call goods your own, yet how you relate to them in your heart also determines your spiritual development and the possession of spiritual goods. Anyone who is only filled with desire for earthly possessions has no sense for spiritual things. He is so distant from me. The spiritual kingdom is so improbable to him. He is without faith and also without neighborly love. For he only has his physical well-being in mind and only creates and works for himself, for the physical shell which will soon pass away. You have to make a decision, for depending on your attitude you will be considered to be spiritually rich if you desire me and ignore earthly goods, or you will gain worldly advantages if you strive for them and walk your earthly path with my adversary's support. But then you will distance yourselves from me and go to the kingdom of darkness. And I would like to protect you from this. The children of the world cannot be called happy, even though they seem to live happily and freely. For nothing that falls to them, that they possess or strive for, is permanent. Everything passes away and they themselves likewise. And what remains for them is misery and darkness. But those who strive for me and my kingdom can certainly be called poor on earth. They will also often go through suffering and affliction, yet beatitude is certain for them when they are rid of their physical shell. Then they will be repaid a thousandfold for what they had to do without on earth, and what they now possess will last forever and will make you happier than you could ever be on earth. Yet you have to make a free decision. You have to choose between me and my adversary without coercion, and your fate on earth and in the beyond will be the same. Amen.